All right. Roast is in, laundry's done. I should have some time before Joey gets home. I hope he didn't forget his hat again with this rain. Now who could that be? What are you doing here? I told you not to come back. Did you really walk the entire block here? In your condition? With this weather? Shit, get inside. Your hands are so cold. Come sit by the fire. I'll get you some tea. Here you are. Nice hot tea for you. Once you finish, I'll be driving you back home. Don't try to argue with me. I was very clear the last time you came over that you weren't to come back. You just had to see me. Did something happen? Did Charlie not take the news well? Yeah, they're over the moon until the baby's crying at all hours of the night. You'll have that to look forward to. How far along are you again? The first trimester is always the easiest. Trust me, enjoy barely showing while you can. How's your tea? Yes, I enjoyed the stuff while I was pregnant. George got it for me in London. There's this tea shop nearby where he was stationed, and he brought some home when he was discharged. He brings more back when he goes over there for work. He told me that's where he used to write his letters to me, that he would sit in the same corner and look out the window at the rainy England sky and write me an answer to my latest letter. He always promised he'd take me to see it. Please don't call me darling. You know how that makes me feel. I'm fine. Are you done with your tea? Well, hurry up and finish. I'd like to get you on your way before Joey gets home. Where were you when you heard the war was over? I know you were still rather young, but surely you remember. At your grandmother's house must have been so nice. I heard at the factory. Some girls were listening to the radio and they announced it. We were ecstatic until the bossy shift manager barked at us to get back to work. I haven't seen any of those girls since George came home. Here, I have a picture of all of us. Did I ever show it to you? Here's Doris. She's one of 8 siblings. And this one is Gertie. She's actually from Texas originally. These two are Opal and Ruby, the twins. And always attached to their hip was Faith. That's me, of course. Mary, her sweetheart's plane was shot down over the channel. And Janice. Lovely, beautiful Janice. Oh, darling, I don't know what happened to any of them. They were all unmarried as well, so I couldn't even look them up if I wanted. No, I'm fine. You were too young, I know, to know how hard the war was on everyone. I had to get that job, and George had to go and risk his life. And now we're happy. Oh, so happy. A beautiful house with a beautiful child. I have everything I could ever want. Oh, darling, please, let me, just one more time. You did this on purpose, didn't you? You came in and got me talking. You know how weak I am around you. This isn't right. You and I both know it. And yet... How do you always manage to show up right when I need you? You must know somehow. Lift up your dress, darling. We don't have enough time to really enjoy this. Yes, take your garters off and pull the panties down. Let me touch you like I've been dreaming of. Oh, yes. Oh, darling, I love the sounds you make when I play with you like this. Here, lift up your leg on the couch. There you go. Now I can go deeper. Your eyes, they always shine and sparkle when they look at me. Kiss me. Are you close, my darling? Good. Let's get you there. Just a little bit more. I feel your legs shaking. Oh, how they shake. Just let go. Come on. I'm here. Please, come for me. Please. Thank you, darling. That was perfect. I love you. I haven't felt this way about anyone for years. I never want to be apart from you. I only told you not to come because it hurts. It hurts so much to see you and to know that I want you, to be with you, to hold you, to kiss you. But you knew that, didn't you? I'm so happy for you, with the baby. Joey's the delight of my life, and I know you'll be a good mother. Looks like the rain stopped. Maybe we can walk back to your house. Oh, hello, Joey. Yes, this is my friend from down the block. Oh, you're soaked. You forgot your hat, didn't you? We'll have to give you a bath. Just let me see her out and go to the bathroom. I'll be right there. Come back tomorrow. I love you.